Liability Insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You may not have known it, but it is National School Choice Week all across the nation and here in the state of Nevada. There is no greater champion of national school choice than Valeria Gurr, the state director of the Nevada School Choice Coalition. We'll get a chance to visit with her. We'll find out her perspective on national school choice on National School Choice Week. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
After a thrilling come-from-behind win on Saturday night to wrap up a five-game homestand, the Vegas Golden Knights head out on the road for a while. The next four are going to be away from the fortress starting this afternoon in New Jersey. Puck drops at 4 o'clock our time. The Las Vegas Raiders have a new head coach, and it's a familiar face. In fact, he's already coached 9 games. The Silver and Black removed the interim tag on Antonio Pearson, giving him the permanent position. Pearce becomes the team's 7th head coach in the last 13 years after taking over at midseason and leading them to a 5-4 record. In UNLV women's basketball's 29-game conference winning streak came to an end this weekend. The Lady Rebels were upset by New Mexico 69-66 Saturday at Cox Pavilion.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right. AM 670 KMCQ broadcasts live from the Dream Dental Studios. Ditch your dentures and go with teeth replacements at Dream Dental. Call or text 702-901-NOMO, 702-901-6666.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is 2 reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my 2 young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Arizona Charlie's Decatur has the hottest cover and tribute bands around. Come check out the all-new Coverall Lounge, formerly Naughty Lady Saloon, and enjoy the same great weekend entertainment with a fresh new look. So come on in every Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. with no cover charge. Grab a drink and get ready to groove all night long at the Coverall Lounge, located inside of your favorite local casino.
Arizona Charlie's Casino.
KMCQ on-time traffic.
is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
A pretty serious accident on the east side of the valley. Boulder Highway in Nellis is where it is, and that comes with lane closures, specifically southbound. Boulder Highway shut down there at Nellis. Want to steer clear of that area. Also one in the northeast valley at the intersection of Cheyenne and Pecos, but no major incidents being reported on our valley freeways right now. All clear, says Nevada State Police, when it comes to accidents. We'll have rain in the valley today and tomorrow, and this afternoon's high temperature expected to reach the mid-50s. We're at 49 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local. Kevin Wall with you until 9 o'clock. Saturday, the Nevada School Choice Coalition kicked off the National School Choice Week by hosting the 2024 Las Vegas School Choice Fair. Joining us now, somebody who has dedicated her life to our kids, and National School Choice is a part of that. Valeria Gurr is the state director of the Nevada School Choice Coalition, who joins us now. Valeria, thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here with you today.
So tell me how it went on Saturday.
My goodness, my heart is full with gratitude. Everything I've been saying to you, how families are desperate looking for options. We had a packed house. Some people said there was over 2,000 people there. Other ones say there was over 3,000. We left, we had nothing left by the end of, you know, the fair. Over 90 schools participated. There were many organizations and others that couldn't make it because we simply didn't have the space. But also, you know, a lot of prominent people stopped by to say hello, from lawmakers, organizations, the governor's team. They were all there. So it was I've been doing this for a very long time, and to see how much momentum is getting, it shows you how popular the issue has become. And, you know, I thank the governor a lot for that, because he has been talking about how he supports school choice. But we also been doing, you know, the work of telling families how important this is, and all the news stations were there too. It got coverage from every single TV station in Las Vegas.
I think that's great. I got to ask you, though, how is it that these politicians, these Democrats predominantly, who reject school choice, how is it they can come home after ignoring it in Carson City, just ignoring school choice? How can they do this with a straight face and still get reelected?
I don't think the public knows. Like, honestly, I don't think that. So, like, our polling shows that school choice is a bipartisan issue. So it has acceptance from the public, from Democrats and Republicans. But I don't think they have made the connection, like, on how the teachers union is actually blocking a school choice in Carson City, and how they pay for, you know, Democrats' elections. So I don't think the public has made that connection yet. That's why it's important that we continue saying it, because I know that there is some Democrats that quietly support it, but when it comes time to action, they back out because they're afraid of getting not elected. And I have said that publicly. It's a shame that we have elected officials that go up there and don't vote with the public, because that's what they get elected to do. Instead of, you know, instead of doing that, they should think about the people they represent instead of thinking about the interests. But our system is broken, as you know, and unfortunately, that's how it works. So I don't think the public knows yet, and hopefully interviews like this. I did an interview with CNN, and I basically said, you know, I used to be a Democrat, and I changed, because when I went to lobby to Carson City as a Democrat, I realized that my very own did not support educational freedom. And this shouldn't be, you know, education should never be a political issue, but it has become one.
Well, and the research that I've seen, the polling that I've seen, shows that 65-70%, somewhere in there, of voters approve of school choice. Is that,
yes.
Does that comport with what you've seen?
Yes. I mean, the support is, there's a wide support for school choice. We just did another poll, and it shows like bipartisan support from Democrats and Republicans, also independents, and over almost 80% of people support school choice. So I think, and the issue is that you see some of these people run campaigns saying that they support the school choice. I mean, it's insane. Like, they make their own campaign saying that they support it, but then their actions don't match. So I recommend our community to really do their research, and it can be tricky. Like, if you're busy and you don't go to Carson City, how are you going to know? You have to follow very closely. So I think they have gotten away with just doing whatever they want because the public doesn't know. So it's important for us to continue talking about it and saying, hey, in this particular state, like, the Democrats simply have refused, and they were very vocal last session. They were saying, you know, they were calling the Opportunity Scholarship a voucher program. It's not even a voucher program. They just use different, you know, tactics to scare the community and say that it's going to defund public schools. And the Opportunity Scholarship is the proposal that the governor had was so minimal in comparison with the budget that the public schools get. And you see in the news, nothing has changed, right? They just got $2 billion funding for the teachers. It took them months to even be able to pay the teachers. And I feel bad for the teachers, quite frankly, because they do deserve to be paid for the work they do. But, like, the teachers union use and manipulate, they wouldn't, you know, get into any agreement ever. And they had to wait months. And it was just kind of ridiculous. And the public knows that this has to change.
What is the Nevada School Choice Coalition?
So we're a nonprofit, a project of the American Federation for Children. The American Federation for Children is the organization that works nationwide to empower families to make the best education for their kids. But we are not just a nonprofit that brings awareness. We do that as well. But we are also an organization that gets involved politically. So essentially, we go and fight to elect the school choice supporters and to get rid of the ones that don't support us, too. So we make no apology for that. If you support school choice, you're safe. If you don't, we'll fight to get you out.
And just out of curiosity, by your charter, can you endorse candidates? Can you be a part of the political system?
Yeah, we usually don't make endorsements, but what we do is that we go and fight politically for them. So we interview candidates, and what we do is that we get involved. So I will tell you that in the last election cycles, I was involved helping candidates that support school choice to get reelected. And I think, you know, like, definitely helps, but we don't have all the votes in the assembly, and the governor needs to have a strong assembly to be able to pass a school choice. So it's important that, you know, like, he is able to, like, that we work together to provide him the votes so that he's not going to face what we faced last cycle, which it was very, very hard because kids almost, you know, like, we were almost losing scholarships because the Democrats wouldn't even renew current funding levels. So, like, we were from $11.5 million to $6.6, and it was a very difficult session.
Valeria Gurr joining us, the state director for the Nevada School Choice Coalition. And I know we've put a lot of effort into working the legislature and trying to convince legislators that school choice is right for Nevada. Is there any alternative? Is there a plan B that would allow us to go around the legislative process, whether it be by proposition or some other way, initiative?
I mean, initiatives are very, very difficult. They cost millions of dollars. And we've seen, you know, like, we've seen in every state that when we try them, they fail. It's a very hard thing to do. The teachers union has way too much money, believe it or not. So it's a... That's not the other route. So, like, right now there is another initiative. There's another tax credit scholarship that is working at the federal level. I'm actually flying there tomorrow to go talk to, you know, our own local Congress people there. So I'm going to try to see if I can talk to our own people there, see if they can get behind it. And I also talked to all the Congress people that are in the Hispanic side and explained them. So there, we're a whole crew of a school choice supporters are going to go to the White House, and it's super exciting. So there's another federal way that we could do it, and we're trying it. But we also need, you know, we need to have somebody in the White House that supports it. We need a president that will support it. So Biden is not going to support school choice, and perhaps he has been taking even funding away from, he has been very open against it, and he's been taking funding away from charter schools. So we need to have a supporter there too. So like they, don't worry, we're going to keep fighting if that's your concern, but the other way would be the federal way.
I got to ask you, in our final 2 minutes, you've seen school choice operating in states all across the country. More and more states are coming on board every year. Does it work? I mean, is there empirical evidence that that school choice does work?
Is school choice work? I mean, you like also understand that families don't use school choice for their several reasons. It's not just math and reading. But it also has to do with their values, their emotional connection with the school, the extra curriculum. So why families use a school choice changes and depends on the state and depends on the parent. I can tell you in Florida, you know, we've seen it, how that state, particularly if you if we're looking to empirical data, went from being in number 43 to third in just a matter of years. And now
wow.
we like Arizona just started. And just these stories of the parents. I mean, I work with these families every single day, and I know it does. Like, I wouldn't be in this gossip if this was not working. I know empowering families is the way to go, but also how we do education varies. And sometimes we're like, we get like very caught up with thinking this is only about math and scores and proficiency. It's about your kids being happy in the schools they're in and motivated enough to want it to go every single day. And I think parents think about those things. Is my kid happy, motivated, safe? You know, are we in a good school? It's a deep, it's an emotional thing. Like for me, I'm bilingual, and I choose a school that is bilingual, and I love it. When my kid comes talking in two languages, I think it's the coolest thing I ever seen, and my kid is able to play music and also learning math and English, but it's not the main focus. And I think this is why we need to listen to the parents and what they want, because they know their kids best. My kid would not be successful in a highly academic environment. Simply, he just doesn't learn that way. And this school has 45 minutes per subject, and they move him to something else. And he's so much better. I'm a nerd at heart, but he's so much better than me already at so many levels because he is being encouraged to learn at his own pace in the way that he prefers. And me as the mom, I was able to make that choice. And exactly why I fight for. Like at the school choice fair, somebody came and left us a note. And the note basically said, my kids are deaf and I was able to find a school. I'm so glad I came. And I almost cry, you know, like this is what it is about. It's about finding the right fit for each family. It's not about all trying to be the same. And it's not about trying to compare ourselves to the school district that had put these insane and ridiculous measures that had put us where we at. So I know it works, and I know it depends on the family and what they want to.
In our final 30 seconds, if folks want to join your fight for the Nevada School Choice Coalition, where do they go? How can they find you?
They can find me. I have several. Like, I work for the American Federation for Children. And as I say, the Nevada School Choice Coalition is our project. They can find me on the website of the American Federation for Children. There's a whole entire profile with my name, email, cell phone. Just please contact me. And you know, I had so many volunteers. It was for this fair. Over, like, almost 50 volunteers were there. And from all walks of life, very, very, like families from that, like, our parents, other ones, our teachers, retired police officers, you name it. I couldn't believe the level of support from our community. And the news reflected that, which it was very nice. They walk around and talk to the families, and if you would see the level of support. So, like, I hope that they can join our fight. And I'm very, you know, I always answer to my emails or if people contacted me via social media. So
I think
please find me under Valeria Gurr.
I think that's absolutely wonderful. Valeria, thank you so much for all you do. Keep fighting that good fight, would you please?
I will.
Thank you. Valeria Gurr, State Director for the Nevada School Choice Coalition. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Ask yourself, what's most important in your life? Family? Safety in your home? Visit Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond. Precision Armory and Range is a full-service gun store where customers are like family. Simply owning a firearm and exercising your Second Amendment right is not enough. Education and safety are essential. You can't protect yourself and loved ones if you can't shoot. We offer you the training to be the most responsible firearm owner possible. At Precision Armory and Range, we offer everything from first-time shooter course, which will give you the basic knowledge to handle a firearm safely, all the way to our outstanding private one-on-one lesson with our highly experienced in-house instructors. Precision Armory and Range also offers weekly concealed carry classes and, coming soon, safety classes for young adults. Improve your shooting skills at one of our six shooting lanes at Precision Armory. Competitive prices on everything from firearms to accessories, private party transfers, PLIB qualification sign-off, and classes. Education and safety are Precision Armory and Range's most important core values. Be smart and be safe with your firearm, and you'll have the confidence to protect those most important to you. Precision Armory and Range on Blue Diamond.
When your celebration of life is prepaid in advance, it becomes a gift from you to your family later, because no one should have to plan for a loss while they're experiencing one. Paying in advance protects your loved ones and gives you the peace of mind you deserve. Let us help you plan every detail with professionalism and compassion. We're Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Find us at dignitymemorial.com.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. Get your furnace tuned up and ready for winter. Get a 21-point inspection and a flame sensor cleaning for only $49. That's a $130 value for only $49. Make the call, 702-742-3310. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. For the right price, call Pro Price, 702-742-3310. 702-742-3310. Just let them know we sent you. For the right price, call Pro Price.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und I only trust one place with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care! They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meineke is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and the horses. Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Let's talk about the 2023 Best of Las Vegas winners. And of course, our very own Demopolis Law did it again. For the second straight year, they are the Best of Las Vegas Gold winners. And this year, they won gold for Best Accident Lawyer, gold for Best Injury Lawyer, and gold for Best Trial Lawyer. So if you're still thinking about which accident lawyer to hire, you should know the answer by now. Hire Nevada's legal elite, Demopolis Law, baby. We win. Visit them at LegalElite.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I've been waiting all morning to get to ask my friend Wayne Allen Root what he thinks about what happened yesterday. I thought the race was over after Iowa. They went through the motions, and finally Ron DeSantis said no mas, that he's done campaigning, and he endorsed Donald J. Trump. That is very, very big. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by...